Triple M's Dead Set Legends on this Saturday morning. And, yeah, it's been a bit of a horror show, to be honest. A pretty somber mood here in studio with the loss of the great Shane Keith Warne, just a superstar, a juggernaut of Australian cricket and just Australian life. And we are very, very lucky, boys, to be joined by one of his great mates, Sam the Foss Newman. Sam, hello, mate. Thank you so much for jumping on Dead Set Legends.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sammy, obviously it's been a close relationship that you and Warnie have had over the years, and you know, that goes a long way back, and you know socialise quite a bit, play a lot of golf with him. Give us a bit of a rundown of your understanding of Warnie as a man, and obviously what he brought to the Australian landscape.
Yes, that's a very good question. You go through life, and in very few occasions you have, you have acquaintances, you have friends, and then you have genuine friends who are unconditional. And Shane was an unconditional friend against many of the scrapes we had with the various media organisations or our past lives. He was very loyal and supportive in... I had a moment of period of grief last year, and he was extremely supportive, a decent man. I don't know if many people has his detractors. I don't know if he has his detractors over what, but I tell you what, he was a loyal and very close friend of mine. Can't believe it was surreal when I woke up and got all the messages and saw that he'd passed on. I spoke to him on the way out to the airport to go over to Thailand. He asked me to check out something for him, and he said he'll speak to me when he gets back. It's just extraordinary. 52, it's amazing.
Sam, we've seen obviously what he's been able to do with the kookaburra in his hands, but I think we want to touch on the other side of it if we could. You would have had some seriously fond memories of the great Shane Keith. Is there any you'd like to share with us right now?
None. I'm a bit almost a different generation to him. I'm 76, he's 52. So when I was 56 and he was 32, we gave life a fair run.
Brilliant.
But I slowed down a bit, but I enjoyed his company, and he was so engaging and so polite and so courteous to all the friends that I introduced him to. He was genuinely interested in your life and how you were going, and he, over the last year, has been a huge support to me.
Yeah.
I've said this often, and I'm happy to say it again. If they played cricket in America, when you consider where cricket is played around the world, almost in every country except, I think, China and Iran and maybe one or two others, he would have been as big a pop star, as big a sporting icon as there is in the world, and that's bar none.
Yeah,
well. People were drawn to him like a magnet. He was never got ahead of himself, knew he was a star, but didn't show it, never got over the top of his skis. He was self-effacing and the most competitive person I've ever met, the most driven person I've ever met on a golf course or anywhere. And that's what made him what he was.
Sam, Tom Rockliffe here. Obviously, terrible news this morning. And you speak about that relationship that you've had with him. What's the main thing you'll miss about the great man?
Well, I played golf with him a lot. And I just don't want to bring this back to me, but I had a fair period of grief last year when I lost my wife, found her at 50, had a heart attack and shit, and he was so supportive, and he was so genuinely supportive. He would drop anything he was doing. He's about as busiest man as I've ever met. He had more things on the go and was involved in more projects and promotions and commercial enterprises and cricket and sport and commentating and liquor and whiskey and gin, all the things that he had his name on, and sharp to shave and cologne. But he was he put all those aside to be so supportive, and he did that to other people I know. He was a genuine, unconditional friend.
Sam Newman, you're a star, mate. Thank you so much for jumping on the Dead Set Legends on this very, very sad morning, and our thoughts go out to you as well, mate.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Cheers, Sam.